it must be made very clear that the president, in accordance to Article 144 of the Republican Constitution, was carrying out his mandate as by law established, namely to suspend the judges in accordance with the law and the requirements of the law, that on recommendation by the Judicial Complaints Commission, the president shall, I underline the word, shall suspend the judges. So the Judicial Complaints Commission did make recommendations thereof to the effect that the judges had to be suspended. And then the president's hands were tied at law, and he had to suspend them because the law is couched in mandatory terms that the president shall suspend the judges. There is no discretion available there. And secondly, the issue to do with petitioners, that they are surrogates of the president and or the UPND, holds no water whatsoever, because the law in its application is blind to political party affiliation, to any other affiliation one might wish to think about. The law provides entitlements to citizens to seek redress, and in fact, beyond citizens, it talks about a person, any person. Therefore, the fact that one person may be deemed to be connected to a political party does not in itself absorb that citizen the right or requirement to seek redress before the courts of law. So that kind of submission by the former president is patently and inherently fraud. What one would actually indicate here is that it is shocking that two of the three judges, the former president is now himself petitioning that they should not hear his matter, were actually appointed by himself as constitutional court judges.